Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Yumo Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara today has a discussion about the Shechita of a Parah Aduma and the Shechita of the Parah Shel Aaron. The Parah that Aaron HaKohen brought for his own Kapara on Yom Kippur, whether or not that Shechita is kosher with a Zar. The Gemara has a discussion regarding Shechita, comes up here in other places in Tzvachim, Shechita Lav Avodahi, and the Gemara brings that into a conversation regarding the Shechita of other Kabbanis, whether there are certain Kabbanis which may be puzzle with the Shechita of a Zar. And the Gemara discusses the Shechita of a Parah Aduma and the Shechita of the Parah Shel Aharon. If you look back on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, in Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil, in Kain Havel Yavrida Ba'acher, the Gemara there is discussing who did the Miruk, which was something that was done after the Kain Gadol did the Shechita. It seems like there was a part of the Shechita, the end of the Shechita, that was done by an Acher. And the Gemara over there is discussing who that Acher is, could that Acher be a Zar? But Tosfos asks, Vim Toimar from Al Gemara, Umay Kashel Emi Avoido Ba'acher, why is it a problem if the Miruk was done Ba'acher, HaBeperek Tarif Balkalfi, Al Gemara, Al Gemara says, Iko Mandam Machshir Afilu Shechitas Parei Bezar. Even the Shechita of the Par of Aaron HaKohen is kosher with a Zar. Afilu Mandam Paisel, Hainu Dafka Parei De Asi L'Chayves Hayoyim, De Ko'i Alei Aaron V'chuka. Even the one that passels is because he has a pasuk that says, Aaron V'chuka, all the Avodas that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, Aron Kippur, that came for the Chayves Hayoyim, had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Aval Tamen De L'Shayach L'Chayves Yom HaKippurim, like Ko'i Alei Aaron V'chuka B'Shechita, So, Tosfos asks, why is there a problem if the Miruk is done by a Zar? The Zman Dharma that Shechita is kosher even by the power of Aaron HaKohen, even the one that says that it's possible is because that was L'Chayves HaYoyim, but the Miruk is not an Avodah, it's not coming L'Chayves HaYoyim. And Tosfos says, Yeshleimad Mikol Mokke Pasul Min Rabbanan Inan Chanami, the Gemara in Lamed Beis that says that the Miruk has to be done by a Kohen, can be done by an Acher, is only going Midrabbanan, but Midraisa, it's okay, even if a Zer does it. So it's worth mentioning, there's a Rashba in Chulin, Daf Chav Tes, that brings a Yesh Mefarshim, that says that the power of Aaron HaKohen that Al Gemara says, brings a Mount Arma, that it's possible, is Lav Dafka the Parish Al Aaron HaKohen. All the Karbanis of Yom Kippur are learnt out from the Parish Al Aaron, and even the Tamid, and even the Miruk, anything that's done as part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur has to be done with a Kohen. But I want to discuss for a minute the Geder of the Manda Omar that says that the Shechita of the Parah Shel Aaron is Pasul Bizar. So it's a very important Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil, on our Daf, Shechita Lav Avodahi. Tosfos at the end says, it's a Bala Tosfos, Meiri Harav Rav Shmuel Bar Shloima B'Shem Harav Yosef Kaltzon Zatzal. Tosfos says that the reason why the Parah of Aaron HaKohen had to have been shechted by a Kohen, and it's possible to be shechted by a Zar, he says, Lav mishom da avoidehi. The hapsula afilu b'shar kehanim. It's not because it's an avoida. If it would be an avoida, then any Kohen will be able to shecht this par. Elo b'kohen gadol l'chudei. Why? Because goli rachmona da be'inon bailim. Midi da hava asmicha da lav avoidehi da be'inon bailim. Tosfos says that the reason why the Parah Shel Aaron HaKohen had to have been shechted by a Kohen Gadol is because it's a din bailam. The bailam, the one who's the bailam on the karban, he's the one who has to shecht this karban. The same way, smicha has to be done by bailam. Now, there's a Gvura Sari. The Gvura Sari says on this Tosfos, he says that since the only reason why this shechita has to be done by the Kohen Gadol is because there's a pasuk that says it has to be done with the bailam, there's no din that he has to wear the Big Day Kahuna, because it's not being done with the din Kahuna. And therefore, there's no chiyav they have to wear the Big Day Kahuna. That's the verse he wants to say. Rishach and Avi Ezri, in Hilchas Avodah Yom Kippurim, brings a Gemara Mufureshes in Yevamah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that a Zar, that shechs the power of the Kohen Gadol, is chayiv Misham Zaros. And he asks, how does that stem with this Tosfos that says that the only reason why the Kohen Gadol had to shech the Parah Shel Aaron, or the power of the Kohen Gadol in the future Yom Kippurs, was because of Bailam. It shouldn't be a Psul Zaros. And he says, a Chiddush, he says that the Chiyuv to do all the Avoidas by every Karban is a din in the Karban. Shechit is not an Avoida, and it's kosher with a Zar. But he says the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has an extra din. that the Kohen Gadol is mechuyev to do all these avoidas. All avoidas that have a shame avoida, the Kohen Gadol has to do. The din the Kohen Gadol has to take care of these avoidas because of Aaron v'chuka. And he says that it's possible to have a psol zaros on all these avoidas. Meaning, besides for the avoidas that there's a chiyuv to do mitzad the carbon, every carbon has a chiyuv to do carry out the four avoidas. Right, let's talk about a regular carbon. On Yom Kippur, there's an added din. The Kohen Gadol has to do these avoidas. Learned that from Aaron v'chuka. How do you know that Shechita is included in the chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Shechita is not an avoida. That Tosfos says, since he has a din bailim, it gets a din avoida. He says it's chazer dina. It's chazer dina that a zor becomes pasul. And he says, this is going to answer a question that the Achronim ask from Yushalmi. The Yushalmi asks that according to the Ma'amar Omer, the Shechita is pasul by a zar. Why is the Seir of Yom Kippur also pasul? There's no din bailim on that. That's Prophet Klal Yisrael. It's not brought midin parashal Aaron. And he says the answer is because, sir, we already know that the Shechita has to be done by a Kohen. There's a drasha of a Shachat Vehevi Ma'avah B'Kohen, Av Shechita B'Kohen, and therefore it has to be done by a Kohen. So I have a pasuk telling me that there's a special din that has to be done by a Kohen. And that's the reason why it's going to be pasul if it's done by a Zar. So Reb Shach says, according to this cheshbon, it's going to come out that, of course, you're going to have to wear bidei kahuna. Because after there's a giloy that this shechita is an avoida, it becomes like all the other avoidas of Yom Kippur, that there's a chiyuv for the Kohen Gadol to do the avoidas. And once there's a chiyuv for the Kohen Gadol to do the avoida, then there's a psol zaros. Even though the way we know that this is an avoida is, like Tosfos says, midin bailim. And therefore, there's a psol zaros, like the Gemara Yevamah says, and there's also going to be a din to wear the big day kahuna. Have a wonderful day.